Winner all of life.
Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising.
Aw. You're so cute, Jesus.
Did you know that? This is the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of one black polyamorous feminist nigga living in New York City.
Yes.
And her co-ho of the day, Rob Semple, a human biology major with a minor in speaking their mind. What the fuck is up?
It sounds so funny hearing it from another person.
But it's that's who you are.
Yes, it is.
How you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm chilling.
Excited to be here?
Yes, I am.
Cool. So can we just talk about your gender identity really quick? Because this episode is going to be called 54 Genders. Talking about gender. You're wearing a shirt that says gender is over.
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little about your relationship with gender.
So I am a transgender person, specifically an agender person, also known as like gender non-conforming. I prefer like pronouns they, their. I don't mind when people call me her, she at all. But I just do find it weird when people like call me a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strange thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still kind of new. It's been what, like two, three years since mm-hmm. I came to this epiphany. So I'm just navigating the world as a trans-ass nigga.
Yes! We're going to talk about that later. For now, this is season two of the Inner Ho Uprising, so this is the search for a new co-ho. The old co-ho, Shanika, has left. So I'm looking for some other niggas to fulfill my fucking needs. I'm trying to get digged down out here and pussied up. I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. But yeah, so today we have Rob as the co-ho, and if you would like to join on and be a co-ho in the future, you can submit yourself to ihupodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to follow along to the conversation had in this podcast, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoUprising, and if you would like other people to see the fact that you're listening to this podcast, you can use the hashtags tripod or podin. So we got some segments on this here show. And the segments are as follows. We got Bae of the Week, Ho of the Week, Self-Care Tip of the Week. Then we go into Fuck That, which is our current events segment. Then we go into Fuck It, Topic of the Day, Gender, or Gender is Over. Fuck Me, where we talk about our lives. Fuck You, where we talk about your lives. And then we end the fucking show, because it doesn't need to last forever.
It definitely doesn't.
It definitely doesn't need to last forever. So let's go into Bae of the Week. Who's your Bae?
So my Bae of the Week is Marie Guire. They are a gender non-conforming person who has the company Gender is Over.
Mm-hmm.
They like made the shirt that I'm wearing now that I love, always featuring me on the Gender is Over Instagram. I'll be feeling wild special.
Yes, like, wait, I've never seen that. I'm about to go right now.
Yeah, it's just called Gender is Over. Like their main kind of, not sponsor, but like one of like the real spearheads is Laura Jane Grace, who is a transgender rock artist, like a lead singer for a rock band.
Oh, shit.
I can't even tell you the name because I'm just not
that's
like,
okay,
but anyway,
I can put it in
still pretty pop and made a whole like book. And I mean, I think that they are like a like super attractive. Follow them on Instagram, always stalking low key, but also just really like empowering because they know their role as a transgender person and as a like white, womanly looking transgender person. They're like, you know, I'm not the face of like
cis passing,
yes,
okay,
but I know that and I'm still here to help trans people of color because they're the most affected. So I'm definitely trying to get in their pants real fast, whatever.
Yes, trans solidarity and trans fucking. Let's get down to brass tacks. It's all about fucking. All right, so the hoes of this week are people who paid a bitch. So we got Jay Wood, we got Kayla Ote, who said, just a hoe trying to help another hoe as best as I can, sending some love from, they put Hooten, they probably meant Houston,
or maybe
they
meant Hotel. We appreciate you either way from Hooten.
Facts. Then we got Aaron, who honestly sent $100, and I was like, yes, nigga. And then we got Calvin, who also paid a bitch and is a longtime listener. Thank you, guys. So self-care tip of the week is a thing that I saw from another great hoe named Sasha. She was actually at Pod and Live NYC, an event last week, and she saw me wearing an Inner Ho Uprising shirt, and she was like, oh, I didn't know it was Sam, so I didn't say anything, and then I realized that was Sam. But we still love you anyway, and now we're going to shout out this article by her called Workplace Self-Care. And she just basically laid out some ways to take care of yourself while at work, which is necessary because the capitalistic system fucks you up.
Yes.
Yeah. So she said, get a regular sleep schedule, take your lunch break, have a work-life balance. It can't all be about work. Drink water as you just sipped Red Bull.
with Bacardi, it's different.
That is hydrating. Make your space your own at work. Show your creativity on your desk and your walls and in your cubicle. Have healthy distractions. Play Sudoku every now and then and commit to yourself. You obviously know that your workplace should be a location that you enjoy or wouldn't be looking for ways to make it better. You shouldn't walk into the office and instantly be turned off. Committing to yourself means you're working towards betterment, and whichever safe way that is, do it for you.
I mean, that's important in general, even though it doesn't really apply to like every all kind jobs, of job, because I'm a barista. I mean, it is important because it's hard.
What do you do to take care of yourself at work?
I eat, even though
that is important. Some people don't do that.
Nah, it's really hard to like remember sometimes. And at my job, I work 7.5 hours, 8 hours straight. Mm-hmm. Like,
damn,
like no breaks because I work by myself. Okay. It's like a coffee shop where it's just you for the whole shift. So
you can't.
Yeah, you can't leave. Yeah. So I'd be like low key, like shoving food into my mouth and like, hey, good morning. What can I get for you? And I could play whatever I want. So,
oh, it's lit.
Yeah. I would listen to whatever I want. So it's a whole lot of like Robert Glasper and Jay Dilla. And people are like, what's this? I'm like, hey, I'm the only black person here. So, you know, I got to represent for the squad. Very comforting.
Okay. That's good. Those are good ways to take care of yourself. So next up is Pay a Bitch, and that is just where I tell you guys how you can sustain this podcast, because niggas is broke out here, boy.
This is struggle city.
This is Trump's America. It's been struggle cities, but now it's really struggle city.
The recession times three.
Facts. Oh my God, he's cutting so much stuff. Oh my God. Like, I listen to the news and I'm like, damn, we're going to die. But that's okay. Because you can go to innerheartuprising.com and you can pay me some money. So on every page, we've got the Pay a Bitch page, and you can donate to the PayPal for the Inner Heart Uprising podcast. Or you can go to the merchandise page and you can buy a cool hoodie or a shirt. It says Inner Heart Uprising on it. Give me some money. And look cool out here.
Yes.
Ready for fuck that.
Mad fashionable out here. So, you know, come out with the fresh J's and the new shirt. Blouse on deck.
Blouse on deck.
Blouse on deck.
Blouse on Deckington. It's like, why do New Yorkers say that? I never understood.
Because it just.
What is Deckington?
It feels good.
It does. That is what we say. We just do whatever feels right.
Most important.
Fidex. Snapple facts. Like, what? So goddamn creative. All right. Ready for fuck that?
Fuck that.
This is the current events segment. First up, we're talking about the fact that you can now perform oral sex by licking your phone. Initial thoughts.
Yo, how lonely are you, B? I get it. It's hard, but damn.
It is out here for a pimp. It is quite hard out here. This is Ocast, a new digital marketplace that allows you to upload simulated oral sex sessions that can be downloaded onto a vibrator via Bluetooth. And the CEO is calling it the iTunes for oral sex. I was a part of it. We had Mad Cam models testing the product. So basically, people take their phone and they lick and finger it, which is just like, I shit with my phone so much.
Boy.
Just to be honest.
Boy.
Like, it's just like toilet paper and shit and phone. That's the only two things in the bathroom with me. The only three things. So I know my phone is disgusting. I know phones in general are disgusting. Like, your hands are actually disgusting.
Yes. And out here in New York City, you're on the train, so you go hold your hand. I mean, hold the phone with your hand and hold the pole with the other. Then you switch when the train moves up. And then you just all the germ. Oh, my
Every
God.
Single germ is on your phone screen. But I guess people who have cleaned their phone screens, it's just like, my phone screen is to the point where I'm like forever unclean. Like, I don't think it can ever be clean.
Boy,
not for me
I
to
can't
lick
see my
shit.
Reflection. If I lick it, I know I'm going to taste food. I'm going to take some kind of yogurt, some kind of
Is
cream.
That curry from May of 2015? Wow, that was a good meal. Thanks, Mom. No, but so you take your phone and you finger it and you lick it for 60 seconds at a time. And then it records the vibratory patterns of what you're doing. And those patterns can be connected to the $100 Bluetooth vibrator called Lush. And then the vibrator does that. But it doesn't quite make sense because, you know, like, This is me moving my tongue in a circle. The vibrator can't do
no,
that.
No, it's just gonna... Exactly. It's not gonna like.
So I guess it's like the pressurized.
Like no, yo, and it's not like
it's not wet.
It's exactly. Like it's not tongue. Wet. There's no buds. There's no taste buds exactly. on it. There's no hot ass breath. Like you gonna tell me that I'm just gonna wait for your pulse? Your pulsations are gonna do it for me.
Because I mean, vibrators in general, it could do it for you, yeah, but it's not gonna be like getting head.
Like if you have like, I mean. Out here talking about vibrators, but this is the Inner Whole Uprising podcast, so I guess it's okay. I had this one little like bullet vibrator that it had all these settings, but one of the settings was a random setting.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like I could see that, but if this app, like, I mean, like, just the fact that you're putting something from an app and then it's like, yo, that shit is just mad fucked up, bro.
There's a dog in the house.
Yes. Ooh, fucking. Why does she hate me Sam. Right now? Very. Lonely and needy dog. She needs some dog
clingy bay clingy bay dog.
OD clingy.
She need to get dig down.
Dig. I didn't want to say that because that's weird. Because she's like a little. I'm gonna get her the app. I'm gonna get her the app and get her like a little doggy vibrator.
She's like, yeah, fam. Buy me the Lush right now. Yeah. So I don't really think we both agree that it doesn't translate. But I mean, okay, sure. So the CEO is calling it the iTunes for oral. He says that the whole thing is a plan to provide a place where men and women can record their oral techniques so it can be sampled and hopefully appreciated by the world at large. So could you imagine somebody who just like gets famous, like this nigga is really the best pussy licker ever.
Yo,
I downloaded his pussy licking on iTunes the other day and I was wildin'.
The shit was licking. It was like literally 0.2 seconds between each pulsation. My son's tongue was so swift. Swift tongue. That's his username.
If they had a vibrate, like one time I saw this really weird video of a tongue vibrator that was attached to a wall, I'd be on the internet at weird.
Get
time.
Off.
But but it was like it was attached to the wall and it was just like nah, 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 and it would go clockwise and it would go counterclockwise and it would go up and down. But imagine a world where a tongue vibrator could just like, you know, everything on the axis. Not just the 360. This could work. You're looking at me crazy.
Like, it has like little tip joints, and it goes like a little, little tip flick.
Yes, yes.
Boy, no.
Cause science is crazy.
No,
it's not crazy enough.
No. We don't. I don't want this. I don't want to imagine a world like that. You.
That
guys,
is an interesting.
If
world
you listen
to
this, I need you to go out there and find you some real life sexual organs.
But what if you like? I don't even know if this is a type of sexuality. What if you like the stimulation of sex, but not sex with people? And you want to experience head because like there's dildos and stuff. There's pocket pussies.
Yeah.
You get fucked like that. But you can't really get oral sex out there without having someone's actual orifice.
Well, you can always get them dolls. Like they have like the real
like
dolls
have oral sex with
you? Yeah, they have like the dolls that are like silicone based. They're like fucking human. And they got like, you could open the mouth and put your wee wee in if you was really with the shits. Like you definitely could.
But what about your clit?
Oh, you as a person with a vagina, true.
You gotta upload somebody's pussy licking patterns to your doll.
True. And it sit on its face.
It's a stigmatization of people with vaginas. Yes. Not even thinking about that shit.
Oh my god. This too much.
This too is much. A lot. So then there was this cam model named Charlie Hart who is incorporating this into her shit, which I think is pretty cool. So Charlie Hart is going to let her clients, quote unquote, perform oral sex on her by allowing them to upload their lick sessions into her vibrator. And then she's going to go on cam and let them watch it. And then they're like, yeah, she come to me, but she's faking that orgasm.
But I mean, that's OD tips right there. They're going to be like, oh, you came to me? Here's $100.
Facts.
That's really like.
Exactly. She's very smart, honestly.
Yes, that's for the funds.
Quite inventive.
I'm not mad at you, Mama. Do your thing. Let me get some funds. After you make half, let me get half for.
A nigga has been considering cam sex work for quite a minute.
We definitely spoke about this.
We did speak about this.
And it's like, is it such a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing at all, honestly. I mean, at least phone sex, but sometimes I'm like. I feel like I have a butch voice sometimes.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I feel like I overcompensate. And then I talk like this. And it's like, neither of that is sexy. So who is going to pay for this?
And I mean, like, my homegirl, she does, like, cam shit. And she told me, she's like, I don't always have to get naked. It's more of like a, a power thing. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh. I tell them that thing, shit, and they're like, hell yeah,
that
I need shit.
That is perfect. Could you imagine just roasting a nigga?
Roasting.
With your titties slightly out for money?
Roasting. Like, you got your little ass dick, and then just touching one nipple. Get your penis could never satisfy me. And then they're just tipping, and it's like, she's like, yeah, it's just a relationship you build with people. I would feel obligated to just show a titty at three. Like, obligated to put my leg up on the... And I've never really been into cam, like, porn. I recently watched it. I don't want to jerk off to it, but it's very interesting.
How so?
Because...
I don't really watch it that much either.
You can see, like, A, they respond. Like, mm-hmm. you know, at first, when I first saw it, I'm like, this shit cannot be live. Mm-hmm. But there's, like, websites where it's just free and it's live.
Yeah.
But A, you pay for services. You want to see a girl squirt, you have to pay a certain amount. You want to see her fuck a dildo, you got to pay a certain amount. You want to see her put in a butt. It's like, so you have to pay it's pay to view. You can see her, but if you want to see something specific, you have to pay. And then she responds to you. So if you ask how you doing, she's like, I'm fine, thank you. And she'll type.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it's just, like, very communal. So there's people who visit their pages regularly.
Yeah.
And they're just...
They're definitely building up, like, a fucking rapport. It's a community.
You have a fucking community of
thirst. That's so interesting.
Like, you built a community off of thirst. And I'm just voyeuring, just, like, watching on the low from this anonymous account.
Yeah.
I ain't got no money. I ain't gonna tip you. Tip me for watching.
I can't.
Very interesting.
Can you talk to them if you're... Like, watching on the low?
Yeah, I think it generates, like, some kind of generic name, mm-hmm. but it would just be weird because they'll see it.
Yeah.
Like, I think sometimes you forget that cam girls are real, like, literal real people.
Definitely.
It's like, nah, they're told. It's like, you're like, show your tits, bitch. Like, yeah, and their tits are already out, and it's like, why are you telling me that?
Are you yelling at me?
I can hear
my tits
you.
Are right here. That's interesting. I feel like that way maybe, like, people who consume cam modeling porn might be more... How do I put this? Just respectful of sex workers in general? Because they'd be talking to them.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, when I've looked, I haven't ever seen... I've never... Get my English right. I've never seen anybody like say, yo, this fucking thirsty thought. Like, people on Instagram. Like,
yeah, exactly.
They're all really, like, here for the shit.
I like that.
It's very comforting. I mean,
that might actually be the safest.
Oh, yeah, because they can't find you. It's just the fact that your face.
Yeah, exactly.
And people will screenshot. Those you don't jobs. Know who's watching. Yeah. Your cousin watching. Hit you up like, you to be my
So I jerked off to you yesterday, and we have to have a conversation about it.
I don't know how I feel, but I want to see you. Is that okay? Is that weird for you? So that's the part where you gotta,
We should move.
Yeah.
This nigga's got into weird ass territory. The fuck? Trigger warning for sexual assault.
The annual report on sexual assault in the military for FY13 shows that a growing number of sexual assault victims are reporting the crime and not remaining silent.
Now we are going on to the Marine Corps nude photo scandal and assaults. So I don't know. You want to talk first? Like, what have you heard about it? Or I can go into the details about it.
As I said, I really, it's crazy. I'm in the Army, been in the Army for 8 years as of 2 days from now. But I've never heard of this.
So let's get into the details of this.
Yeah.
So there was a Facebook group that existed up until a couple of weeks ago, I think, called Marines United. It was only male members allowed. And the whole thing is that the members were sharing nude and compromising photos of women. Their women colleagues, so the women who are in the Navy, with their name, rank, duty station listed, and social media links, which is just like, you don't only have to fucking post pictures without my consent, and some of these pictures were taken of women while they weren't even looking, which is like, ew. Okay, you're like jerking off to me or doing whatever the fuck you do without my consent, but you're harassing me now as well, and I don't even get, like, I can't fathom quite the point other than, like, ownership over these women. Some of the people were getting like screenshots from their friends and stuff like that. I'm saying like, oh, you're in this group. Some of the people were getting messages like, yo, baby, I'm trying to fucks with you or whatever, because they saw them in the group. 30,000 followers in this group. It's a big ass group. And I don't know exactly who tipped them off. This place called Warhorse or something like that posted about it, and that's when it got shut down. Hundreds to thousands of photos were shared, lewd, rapey comments on all of the photos. Ironically, the Facebook code of conduct was no discussing Marines United, no threats, no harm, no harassment, no racist or illegal posts. So this was illegal, it was harm, it was harassment. Yeah, so about 2 weeks ago, Marine officials said they were looking into the Marines involved in posting all these pictures and said an investigation by the Naval Criminal Investigative Service was going on. I don't know where they're at in that investigation, but the page has since been taken down. This ironically started happening less than a month after the first Marine infantry unit was assigned women. So what does that mean? Infantry unit being assigned women? Like the people on the ground?
Yeah, you know, infantry are like the fighting force in the Army and the Marines. So, you know, that was closed to women since its existence. So they're in the Army as well. They're like allowing women in. But it was a long process. This has been like for maybe a couple of years.
Yeah.
But it's just been a very...
Probably the same time that the draft was set to be opened up to women.
Yeah,
too, right?
Probably. Yeah. I just heard about that and I was like, okay, I'm already here. Too late. But, but now it's like they're actually entering these units. Mm-hmm. So now these people are actually serving alongside you and had to prove themselves.
Yeah.
Because these women are probably officers. They're not like people like me, like sergeants who gotta try hard, but not really. You gotta go through a whole officer's infantry course.
Do you think that it's a widespread issue of like gender-based violence and sexual assault and sexual discrimination that occurs in the military and the Marine Corps in general?
It definitely is a widespread issue because it affects every branch, not equally. The Army is affected more than other branches, but the Army is also larger.
What about percentage-wise, though?
So I don't know percentage-wise.
Okay.
I'm not even going to hold you up. But I do know that the Army has the highest percentage in general, not just like per like capita or whatever the hell it's called. It's just in general, the Army has the highest percentage. So they're actively really trying to combat it. I mean, granted, we have training every other month, and I tend to conduct that training a lot, even though it's very mentally tasking because it's a long presentation that you have to do. But soldiers are, I do see them beginning to understand what consent means. Like, no, I mean, when you really think about it, because even me myself, I'm a person who's been honestly sexually assaulted on many different occasions, but I never understood the concept of consent.
Yeah.
Until I started teaching this class, which is fucking crazy, you know? But
which is not a dig to you or even those people, but it's just like our culture in general.
If nobody tells you and you don't think that it's something that you should know or you don't know that you should know, how do you know what you don't know?
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going to go and find out every hue of blue because I don't think that every hue of blue, like, matters to me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just never bothered to go look. But now that I have to teach this class and I have to teach these soldiers, I'm finding out a whole lot about consent, a whole lot about... I mean, I knew it was okay to say no, but I'm also finding out the laws. Like, hey, I'm not wrong for being drunk and being incapacitated to a point where I didn't even know who I was and being sexually assaulted. That wasn't my fault. And a person who doesn't know that, like, why would they even mention that to somebody?
Yeah. Because
you'd be like, yo, I was drunk, I was thot, and it clearly was my fault that I was raped. So it's a widespread problem, but I can see a slight difference.
Like what, in the soldiers that you interact with?
In the soldiers, yes. Okay. They're, and I mean, that might just be like, not even a toot my own horn, but just a direct implication of me. Like me being the one teaching these classes, always been a male teaching the class, got me out here mad random like, hey, motherfuckers. You know, or it just might be it might be clicking. Maybe the presentations might have changed and it might be, oh, that makes sense. Because one of the things that we have an issue with are lewd jokes. This is one of the reasons why the Marines have all these pages so they can make those sexually offensive jokes without getting in trouble for it.
Yeah.
But in the Army, like, I mean, in general, we don't tolerate that. A lot of men will just write it off because they don't care. It doesn't bother them. It bothers me.
Yeah.
And I've definitely heard some really weird shit from male soldiers.
Can you say?
One time, and this is my first time at my new unit when I got promoted. So I was brand new in a leadership role. And this soldier, he was from an infantry unit. Infantry units typically all male. Mm-hmm. So they can do all these sexual, weird, creepy jokes and nobody
checks them on it.
Yeah, because it's like they don't care. Mm-hmm. But he's in a normal unit now. We're a unit that doesn't do anything. Yeah. So you, and then I'm a female sergeant who outranks you. Mm-hmm. We were talking about doing the sexual assault harassment class. And he said, my sergeant told me that if I ever think about raping somebody, I need to go to the back and jerk off. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why'd you say that, buddy?
Yeah, right. And then, why did he say that? Like, what about this environment thought that that was, made you think that that was a good idea?
Like, I wouldn't even say that in the real world.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially with a female superior in the room.
Yeah.
And not even just me, just superiors in general. Mm-hmm. Mad high-ranking motherfuckers in the room. But the thing is, they didn't say anything. So I was like, bro, I said, listen, I never want to hear you say anything like that again. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to make some kind of lewd sexual joke, you can make it, but you can make it in the front lane and rest, like doing a push-up. Because it was disgusting. And then after I said that, the other very high-ranking people were like, yeah.
Totally affirmative. That's like, what they say in the military.
Stupid.
The instances of sexual assault are higher in the military than they are in the real world.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is specifically happening in the military?
I mean, in the military, we're about war. We're about fighting. We're about killing.
Conquering.
Yes, conquering or liberating. Mm-hmm. But it's very hands-on. It's mm-hmm. always hands-on. Like, we learn to fight. We learn to kill. Like, mm-hmm. that's the first things that you're taught. You can't be in the military if you can't kill. So, but all of these things are associated with what? Masculinity.
Yeah.
So
aggression.
And then hyper masculinity at that. Mm-hmm. That you have to be better than the next person.
Yeah.
So what does hyper masculinity also breed? It's you also dehumanizing women.
Yeah.
This is a thing that goes hand in hand.
You have to be superior to somebody.
Precisely. You there is no masculinity without femininity. Mm-hmm. And one is always, this is binary, and one binary is like, one thing is always above the other. Mm-hmm. So masculinity above femininity. You can't be a very feminine soldier because you're going to get abused. Verbally abused, physically mm-hmm. abused, mentally abused, will be used. But that, all of that breeds rape culture, because if you don't see women as people, you don't see them as superiors or inferiors, or not, wait, you don't see them as your equal. Superiors uh-huh. and you don't see them as your equal, then raping them would be like hitting a dog.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be like hurting a person. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so switching gears to more personal topic, have you ever experienced or witnessed sexual assault or harassment?
So I deployed in 2012 to East Africa. So my first instance of sexual harassment was, there was a captain in my unit, a fairly like young-ish, wasn't young, but young-ish, I'd say like late 30s. Mm-hmm. Smooth guy, got all the biddies, very sexual energy, mm-hmm. but never towards me. Mm-hmm. And I used to work the night shift. Mm-hmm. I used to process information from different teams, so I'd be up all night by myself, but it was lit. I like working by myself because I used to get in a whole lot of trouble from my mouth. So working by myself,
nobody trouble. To. Yeah.
And I'd be singing, dancing, eating Oreos in the office. It was lit. But then one night, the captain came into the office and we always, in the military, we call it the creepy back rub guy.
Huh. Which exists in every sphere of labor.
Yeah. I never heard it, like, outside the military. I'm sure people say it, but, like, you always say, like, watch out for the creepy back rub guy. But he was the creepy back rub guy. Mm-hmm. So he came behind me, and he's, like, giving me a back rub. And I froze because I didn't want him to continue. It didn't feel good.
Yeah.
It felt way too personal. Mm-hmm. He outranked the fuck out of me. Like, he's a captain. I'm a specialist. So it's like,
how many ranks away is that?
It's not even like ranks. He's on another rank structure.
He's on a different tier.
Seriously. So when you're in the presence of an officer, you're in the presence of a professional. But you tread lightly because they have a lot of control over what mm-hmm. happens to you. So one of the things we talk about with sexual harassment, sexual assault, is using your your status to assert sexual dominance.
Yeah.
And I felt like he used his rank to assert, like, yeah, I'm giving you this back massage.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Because he did ask me. He's like, mid-massage, didn't stop, didn't back up, didn't ask this before. Mid-massage, he's like, is this okay? You like this? And I'm like, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And then he stopped, never spoke about it again. He would say weird sexual things, like, I never hit a girl unless she asked me to.
That's not
like very just strange things. So that was like sexual harassment. And no, I never reported him, because you can report, but I never did because we're deployed. At that time, I had like 6 months left.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what, let me just write out my 6 months. But then towards the end of my deployment, at this time, I was, like, abstinent. I was, like, a devout Christian. By the way, I'm an atheist. But
that changed.
Deployments change you. Like, you go to deployments, like, I need God because you're so lonely.
Yeah.
And you find solace. And I really wasn't, I just wasn't interested in sex in general. But I did meet a guy who was on the mortuary affairs team. And I worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
So we had casualties, people who were passing away, who we'd send home. So we built a very deep bond because it was hard for me. I did it because I felt a calling towards it.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely wasn't interested in dead bodies.
Yeah.
It's very creepy stuff. So, and I was also very attracted to him. He was from the Bronx. He was Dominican. Beautiful, beautiful man. Very much attracted to him. And I ended up like, you know, I was 21, falling in love with him. The 21 version of falling in love. Mm-hmm. Definitely not a real thing when you think about it as a 25, 26-year-old. But he, like, we made out a couple of times, but it never went further because he had a fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine because I didn't know how much further it would have went.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, leave your fiance for me.
Yeah.
Like, negative.
Yeah.
But then one day he ended up, we ended up drinking, and then we went to the guy's room to watch a movie, and then the guy who I like sat on top of me. Very strange, straddled me. Very feminine thing to do.
Yeah, it's a large man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He wasn't like big, but it was just still weird, like a guy straddling me.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
And then he's like trying to kiss me, and I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Like, you have a fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this is gonna stop it, you should stop it. He's like, I know you want this. And I'm
those
like,
those are the words.
Words. He said, what he said after that was the words. You've been asking for it.
Wow.
And I'm like, how? I'm not even, like, not just,
I literally just said no, so.
Boy, I said stop.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get off of me. He kept trying. He's, like, kept telling me, like, no, I'm going to give you what you want. You've been asking for it. And I'm, like, freaking the fuck out. The guy in the other room, I don't know if he thought we were just being really freaky or what, but he didn't stop it. And then I ended up just pushed. I mean, he was drunk, and I'm a strong nigga.
So yes.
I fucking pushed that man so far away from me and booked it.
Yeah.
I ran out that room crying. And then I called the guy whose room it was, and I'm like, come here now.
Mm-hmm.
Or message him or FaceTime or whatever. And then he came, and I'm like crying, and he's like, yo, he's passed out right now. Like, he was that drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, he fell asleep as soon as you walked out the door. And it was crazy. I'm like, how are you so drunk that you almost raped me?
Yeah. That's... seems like the opposite of how it goes. Like, when you're incapacitated, people can take advantage of you.
Boy. But then again, it feels to me like if you're drunk and you're trying to rape people, you're a rapist.
Sober thought. What is it? Drunk thoughts or sober? No, drunk actions or sober thoughts. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I've never met a person who lied to me drunk.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that you're not out here taking advantage of motherfuckers?
Yeah.
Especially people who are very emotionally invested in you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't play that shit. I didn't report him as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did report him eventually, but at first I didn't. And I went to his room the next couple of days. And I'm like, do you remember what happened? He's like, no, what happened? I was like, bro, you try to fucking rape me. And he's just like, I did? He was just so fake, lost, or maybe he wasn't. Like, I don't...
Did he say sorry?
He apologized.
Okay.
And we had a whole conversation. But then as I got older, this was when I was 21. Mm-hmm. So when I was 24, when I finally moved out and I was by myself, I began having like PTSD about it. Like I would dream about it and I'd panic. And when my ex-boyfriend would like come behind me, I'd freak out.
Yeah.
Like I was just going through like a very traumatic episode. For whatever reason, like it just finally clicked in my head, like, yo, he almost fucking raped me. So I reported him.
Yeah.
I did a restricted report, which is a report that is just filed internally.
Mm-hmm.
That only if other people file reports will it be like publicized and okay. will it be a proceeding.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a way to document it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever wanted medical attention, I can get it.
Okay.
But people like, why didn't you say anything before? And it's like, I felt like there was no space. Even though they tell you that there is space, I didn't trust anybody enough to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And in the military, it's your obligation that if you hear about something like this, you have to report it, even if it's your best friend.
Yeah.
But if somebody says it's like, it's your duty to report it. But I said it to somebody who outranked the motherfucker out of me, who like set up our meeting. He was a chief,
mm-hmm.
very high ranking in the Navy. And he's like, so you just want to talk to him? Like, his first instinct
Yo,
wasn't...
Yo, so you trying to clear this up or no?
Basically, like, he didn't want to be the one.
Yeah.
You know? Like, nobody wants to be the one.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the part that needs to change, is that people need to be courageous and understand, like, yo, I don't care if you did that shit by accident or what. I don't care if you were drunk. Like...
It's just not okay.
It's never been okay.
Mm-hmm. What does that do to somebody who's in this organization where it's like, we're literally all supposed to have each other's backs because if we go to war, we're supposed to protect each other from getting killed?
Yes. I mean, it degrades, A degrades mission readiness, which is like the military's first thing. It's like, you can't function effectively.
Yeah.
For several reasons, like you can't function effectively because... you as the victim are feeling many emotions, but then the unit is feeling emotions about you because they're victim blaming you.
Yeah.
And then that's when just shit just gets really weird and all messed up, and you don't want to go into a battle situation with some kind
yeah, that's
of
not...
feelings like that. Even though more than likely, to be honest, you know, everybody will still look out for you because it doesn't become like a personal thing. It becomes a we have to keep each other alive thing because they mm-hmm. want you to do the same. But as far as like your actual mental health, like, I mean, I have a good way of blocking things out.
Compartmentalizing.
Oh, very strong thing. Very important. But then also, you know, state-dependent memory is a very important thing because you might compartmentalize, but then once you're back in a situation similar to that is when it all clicks.
Yeah.
Somebody says something very specific, and then it's like, oh, shit, happened. I can't believe that happened.
Mm-hmm.
For other soldiers, I've had battle buddies who said these things to their spouses and lost their relationships. I've had soldiers who just never said anything but then couldn't look this person in the face. It really just, it does different things, of course, to different people, but mm-hmm. there's never like a positive outcome. Like nobody ever comes out like, I'm so happy I was assaulted.
Yeah.
This is the best thing that's ever happened
no,
to me.
No, that's not gonna happen. But I wish it was not shitty. I wish it was just like neutral.
I mean, for me personally,
I wish it didn't happen, honestly.
No, that'd be just the grit, but let's be
this
honest.
Is the world.
This is the kind of society we live in, and of course, no, I'm definitely not happy it happened to me, but would I go back and change anything? Well, I mean, yeah, dogs, I'm a human, butterfly effect, go kill myself, but I'm happy, not happy. It's okay
mm-hmm.
that I experienced this because... I feel like I'm in a good position to educate other people so that they don't have to experience. So it's more like I sacrifice myself a little bit.
Yeah.
To make sure that my squad doesn't end up in this position. Like, no matter how much you trust somebody, no matter how much you love somebody, y'all could be married for 30 years. No is always no.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it from the behind and he wants to do it from behind and you say no and he says yes and he puts it inside of you, no
that
means
is right.
No.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome, my nigga.
Yeah.
Thank you, my nigga.
All right, let's clear the fucking air.
Yeah.
let's go into something else.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, fuck it.
Facts. That is the topic of the day, and the topic of today is 54, 78, a billion and one genders.
Or none.
True. Zero or infinity.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a cursory introduction to the concept of gender with my agender friend here. So gender, what is it, according to you? A bio major, an agender person.
Yes, bio, hey. I mean, gender is the roles assigned to his birth. Mm-hmm. So it's like, cool, oh my God, look, I had a child with a penis, I had a boy,
yeah.
I had a child with a vagina, I had a girl, mm-hmm. gender reveal parties, I'm having a girl, I'm having a boy.
People love those parties,
I mean, I'm going to have a poop. Like, oh my God, look at this little poop coming outside of me.
look at my doo-doo.
My little poopy. You know, it's really a societal concept.
Mm-hmm.
Transgender only exists because gender exists.
Mm-hmm.
So but it's different than your sex. People have a hard time understanding that concept.
Let's get into that. Let's talk about biological sex versus gender. So definition wise, biological sex identifies a person as either male, female, or intersex. Wow, it said female first, and I still had to say male first. And that's so weird. I was reading. I was like, male. It's definitely male.
It's hard. But as long as you know,
yeah.
That is the first step.
Knowing is the first step. Mm-hmm. A person is either female, male, or intersex. It is based on a person's sexual anatomy, their chromosomes, or their hormones. So typically, a person with XX chromosomes and female reproductive organs is categorized as female. A person with XY chromosomes and male reproductive organs is categorized as male. And people with variations in either are considered intersex. And that is just the baseline, because there's a lot of stuff about intersex people,
yeah.
Which I want to do in like a different episode or whatever, yeah. But yeah, the shit runs deep. So basically, people are categorized as in a specific gender based on what their biological sex is. So if you're born with those female sex characteristics, you're called a girl and then a woman. If you're born with those male characteristics, you're called a man or boy. And if you're born with those intersex characteristics, no one ever talks
you're
about that.
You're called a he, she.
Exactly.
What is it? Well, I mean, not.
It used to be hermaphrodite.
But, you know,
yeah.
You're a he, she.
Or you're raised as a man, even though you have several different parts.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, I don't quite feel like this. Yeah. And your parents are like, yes, the fuck you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
yeah,
cut
yeah.
off your boobs or something like that. Or like, we cut off your penis.
Yeah.
And then that causes a whole bunch of shit with intersex people in the future. So gender is the state of being male or female. That's according to Google. I don't really like that definition, but it says typically used with reference to social and cultural differences rather than biological ones. The definition that I like is culturally and socially constructed difference between men and women that varies from place to place and time to time. And that includes like your roles, your dress, your behavior, your expression, and all that kind of shit. And then this concept of even distinguishing biological sex from gender started to occur in the 1950s when this guy named John Money differentiated the two, and then it was really adopted in the 1970s by the feminist movement, and now the distinction is used mostly in the social sciences, but I think like amongst the proletariat, like regular people, it's just like, oh, you were born with a penis?
You're
a man,
yeah.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. So even though social scientists have said that gender is distinct from biological sex, there are people who feel like gender is a social construction. There are people who feel like biological essentialism is a thing. So biological essentialism is basically gender essentialism is the idea that men and women have inherent, unique, and natural attributes that qualify them as their separate genders. So it's like people who are born with penises are strong, non-emotional, leaders, dominant, logical, and people who are born with vaginas and XX chromosomes are weak, emotional, illogical, nurturing, and submissive.
What?
Thoughts about that? It just doesn't really even make any sense,
that's
honestly.
Crazy.
Like, you can just deconstruct this shit so far down. Like, if you just think about the fact that people are born intersex, how am I both weak and strong at the same time? Illogical and logical at the same time. Emotional and non-emotional at the same time.
That's so funny.
Passive and aggressive. Submissive and dominant.
It's just so funny because there's so many. It's just, I don't know. Like, yeah. I can't call it, because I guess I've, for a long time, have distinguished between the two. Mm-hmm. So, like, reading this and going, that's how men are supposed to be?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of men who are logical. Right. Or fucking.
Men are so illogical, actually. That's the thing. But that's, I feel like it's because they're indoctrinated to be illogical. Like, I don't think anybody's actually away because they were born that way.
No, or maybe there's certain things that are attributed to biology and mm-hmm. genes, but mm-hmm. it's not like that way. It's your capability of being that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Nurture has a way to, nurture plays a role with everything.
Exactly. So basically, nature versus nurture is a myth, and people and animals are the way they are because of how their biological, whatever, infrastructure interacts with the environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, an example of that, what do I have here? Boys are slightly more active than girls because physically they're more interacted with their parents at birth. So, like, if you're going to play with your boy son and you're not going to play with your girl child, then
true.
Niggas is going to grow up to play football and girls are going to grow up to do different things. And then also, like, your muscles will develop in a different way because you're using them from a certain time as opposed to not using them.
Okay.
So, this is just a whole bunch of reasons why gender essentialism is bullshit. So, gender essentialism ignores societal impact that we have. So, some things that people say about women, for example, is, like, women have low sex drives. And there's so much about this. I have this whole thing about animals and animals in society who are categorized as female having really, really high sex drives.
Yo, yeah.
But so if you, like, ask, there was a study done and they asked women how they feel about women who have a lot of sexual partners versus women who don't have a lot of sexual partners. And basically the women who responded were like, the women who have a lot of sexual partners are cold, unstable, mm-hmm. and some other fucked up mm-hmm. shit. So it's like, if you believe that if you have a high sex drive, you are not good as a woman, then you're probably going to suppress yourself sexually. Mm-hmm. And gender essentialism pretty much ignores all that and is just like, well, the animal kingdom said that women need mates. So they fucking closed their legs and waited for the best mate to come.
Yeah.
But that ain't true. It's just not true. And then, like, in societies where it's like how we let boys play with Legos and things like that from birth, and, like, constructionist toys. So by the time you get to college and you're thinking of majoring in STEM, boys have a greater spatial awareness because they've actually
used it.
Yeah, exactly, as opposed to people who just weren't doing that, like playing with the dolls or whatever. So,
I mean, even another study about that is, observation more than anything, there. Boys are better at math and science than girls, mm-hmm. but that was because teachers praise mm-hmm. boys. Even if a girl and a boy got the same grade, the teacher would praise the boy.
Wow.
Less than they praise the girl, which is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So yes, more boys will continue on to these careers because they were praised for it and women were suppressed for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always so funny to me to, like, hear these things, especially because people, like, really believe this stuff.
People do. Like, if you argue with someone about just anything about what their gender does, anything about gender essentialism, they'll just say, baby, it's science. I don't know why they're always calling me baby, but they are. Baby, it's science. And I'm like, what science are you really talking about? Like, what study can you actually cite? And they're just like, it's just science. And then they do that animal kingdom bullshit.
Yeah.
Because we're animals.
I mean, yeah, we're animals, and we're also animals with, like, fucking psyches and, like, huge brains.
We are the most complex animals Absolutely. To have existed.
Absolutely.
Ever.
We're out here. We're in my crib with, like, fucking headphones.
This is a house.
We're trying to make a podcast.
You're painting things.
And I have a dog.
You own other animals. I
own another animal. Just shitting everywhere.
That is so true.
At the door. So it's like, I mean, it's always been such a controversial thing. Mm-hmm. But it's like, when you really think about why it's controversial, like, who thinks it's controversial?
Mm-hmm.
Weapon.
Yeah, exactly. People, I mean, the whole gender essentialism thing just so happens to fit with the idea that men are dominant and stuff like that. And then also, if you, like, delve a little bit deeper into biological essentialism, then you can get into weird territories like, well, black people are just not as smart as white people.
Oh, yeah.
And then shit gets really odd.
Yeah. I mean, even when I was on the train, there was a guy who I think was blind or something or whatever, and he was like a DK Vietnam vet. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm not asking for money, but I just want all these weak punk ass young men who are sitting down to get up and give women seats.
No, that's okay.
It was so strange because he was very adamant. He preached about 5 minutes, mm-hmm. very loudly.
Wow. About that specific.
Yes, about that specifically, about men allowing women to stand. And then some men were getting up. I let women see.
Well, that's that masculinity so fragile. Like, you're questioning my manhood.
Yeah, it was weird to me, because it was weird. But it was weird to me because I felt like I was weird for thinking that he was wilding. Mm-hmm. And I felt like he was wild because I'm like, why did you think that just because I was a woman I needed a seat? Is it because you care so... Now, it's different. If you're like, women go through enough. Mm-hmm. They work so hard to get only half of what we get. The least we can do is offer them a seat. That's another thing.
Yeah.
But what I felt was that women are weaker creatures.
Yeah.
Like, they need to sit. You don't need to sit. You're a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, I'm not offering my seat to nobody unless you owe the pregnant, because I know your fucking bones hurt. just because you have a vagina. I mean, that's one thing about feminism, is equal in general.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, your vagina doesn't entitle you to a seat.
No.
And your penis doesn't entitle you to getting up from me.
Mm-hmm.
Common courtesy is just, I mean, when there's a bad, beautiful, tired-looking woman on the train, yes, I get up, but because I want to stare at her from across the train without her looking at me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but it's not because, you know, necessarily because that's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you look so tired, you're so weak, you've been working all day, here's a seat.
Yeah.
Like, and then that's how people think. Yeah. It's so crazy to me. Like, no.
You know what I sometimes wonder about, just, like, strength and what, not even physical strength, but just strengths between biological males and biological females. Like, we have this whole culture where we pride specific things that biological men can do better than biological women, and we loud that as what's strong. But there's tons of things that people who were born with XX chromosomes and vaginas get, like, I feel like those people are more flexible. At the very least, but nobody cares about flexibility.
No.
That's not, like, the epitome of strength.
No.
So it's all constructed around what these people in these specific bodies can do better than these people in these specific bodies.
Yes.
And then half of it is just bullshit and made up. Like, in terms of men, quote-unquote, being stronger than women, biological males are only about 20% larger and stronger than biological females. But in the animal kingdom, there's, like, big ass fish, like big ass female fish, mm-hmm. and little
piece
of
shit
in the exact same species. Like, it's crazy.
Little motherfucking fish.
Yeah.
So you got other species who just be the female, get pregnant, just eat the motherfucker.
Exactly. Spiders just kill the nigga.
Eating them. Hamsters eating all kinds of shit.
I didn't even know that.
Boy.
So, just a little bit of animal fodder, even though we're just not animals. And then also, animals, like us, develop in tandem with the environment. It's not just biological. It's not just the environment. It's a thing that's happening, which makes sense. Like, nobody's going to develop in a vacuum. It's not possible. But animals who do, like, people say, like, cats always land on their toes. Cats who have never experienced gravity, those niggas just fall.
No!
They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because they've never experienced it. So, a little bit about animals, if you think that, like, things are a certain way because it exists in the animal kingdom. Lionesses hunt and catch way more prey than actual lions, and the family structures are matriarchal. Female topi antelopes are sexual aggressors, and the men play hard to get, or the males play hard to get. Which negates that whole, like, women are or females are selective because they have the wombs and they should choose. No, niggas is just out here trying to fuck, honestly. I think it's the Reus female monkeys objectify and chase the male monkeys and kind of damn near rape the monkeys. I've heard that. So, yeah, monkeys out here wilding. Female bees run the entire structure of the hive.
Yep.
Male anglerfish is... this one was funny to me. Male anglerfish essentially are parasites with male reproductive organs who are available to females whenever fertilization is needed. I just thought of, like, a bum-ass nigga.
He's just
offering dick and playing 2K.
And you're like, oh, okay, let me get some dick. And then you don't want no more dick, and the nigga just around existing. eating your food.
Babe, let me get $5 for my lineup.
You fucking virus ass.
So I was like, oh, that's not too different from the Edible Kingdom.
Nah, definitely not. Definitely not.
One third of albatrosses pair in same-sex couples. Clownfish, eels, slipper shells, and mad other animals just change sex.
Yeah.
For fucking various reasons.
Tapeworms.
Yeah. They just become female or male when it calls for it. Mm-hmm. You can't use the animal kingdom to justify what's natural or unnatural because shit just be happening.
It varies. It does vary because you do also have, female species who are very selective because they want to have the most, their child to survive. Like, they want to have the most survival percentage. Mm-hmm. And you just got motherfuckers just be fucking. And we just be fucking.
Apparently, ducks have corkscrew vaginas that are opposite to male duck corkscrew dicks. Because ducks were out here fucking sexually assaulting people. So they were just like, let me just evolve my vagina to not accept this penis. Shit is crazy out here.
Oh my God, what?
Evolution is
very interesting. I'm not worried about that separately. That sounds like a thesis right there. Talk about ducks and sexual assault.
Rape culture and ducks. And the corkscrew dicks. Let me get my vagina on corkscrew.
Oh my God.
Fuck these niggas over. These raping ass niggas. So there's that dispels that whole argument that gender essentialism is a thing. But then there's also various cultures that don't have the exact same or even close to the same gender roles that we in this Western society have. Do you know anything about that?
I know that the Taínos, prior to colonization and genocide, they had a fairly matriarchal society.
Mm-hmm.
Women participated in government very heavily. Lineage was traced back through the mother, not the father. And also just people just kind of had sex with whoever they wanted to.
Yeah.
There was no, oh, I'm a dude, so I'm gonna fuck with this chick.
Yeah.
I want this bitch. Yeah. Nah, it's like dudes.
That's an attractive ass person. Yeah.
Yes, attractive person. There was no gender construct. And I know somebody who's like, oh, but you know, women since cavemen, they stayed home with the kids because men were more superior. It's like, no, women stayed with the kids because when women stayed with the kids, they had a higher chance of survival because of breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Because women have a link with their child, so they know what their child needs, but not because women were weaker.
Yeah.
Like, women had kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you really think about it as a revolutionary, like, concept, it's like, women had kids.
Yeah.
And
ain't no babies passing through penises.
No, absolutely not.
And if your body was capable of doing that, you'd know.
Yes.
Like, if you had to have periods once a month, you'd know how strong niggas with vaginas really fucking are.
It's, I mean, I can say that I am stronger than most of my male friends who are, like, you know, relatively, like, close to me in size.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't say that that was a thing, but there's people who think that all societies are made like, no, women stay home with the kids. It's like, or what about like grandmothers who stay home with the kids while women do this, like equal, like maybe not necessarily hunting, but they forage.
Yeah.
There are societies like, it's a society in Africa, if I'm not mistaken, in Tanzania, but I might be wrong, but they're one of the Click language tribes. But yeah, the women, they spend their days foraging.
Mm-hmm.
So fruits, berries, things like that, and foraging wood and stuff, while men hunt.
Mm-hmm.
But they not chilling. They just not hunting.
Yeah. Neither of those people are just like, let me just stay home with the kids because my feet hurt.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to get my nails done, my hair done. The kids, and even the kids, like, they take care of the things at the back. They not out here chilling like, oh, you're a girl, here's a doll. Ain't no fucking dolls in the fucking wild.
Niggas
you feel
have
me?
To survive.
You damn
niggas is just
eat.
Doing various things to survive.
I'm saying, and they living. They living for a very long time. They're significantly longer than us. Why? Of course, diet, but also societal stress in general.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not like, oh, I didn't meet the status quo.
Yeah,
of
I'm not getting 70% of these berries because I'm a woman.
Because I'm a woman. I'm a short woman, a weak woman. Yeah. So I guess I should die young.
Yeah.
I don't even deserve to live.
Yeah.
God, fucking knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
Read, my friends.
Facts.
Read.
But if you don't want to read, I have mad examples.
We got
of
you.
Gender roles in various societies at various times. So I thought it was interesting the thing that you said about women not being hunters. So in what is now Benin in the Dahomey kingdom. The Mino were a female slash woman tribe of warriors who were unmarried, childless, and aggressive, and they were just on the front lines.
Okay.
Niggas was just fighting because they had to.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
The Dahomey tribe. Then sticking with Africa, we have, so this woman named Oye Ronki Oye Wumi, who's a Yoruba feminist, staked the claim in this book called The Invention of Women that prior to the colonization of West Africa, Yoruba people didn't really have gender. Like, they had the words Obinrin and Okurin, which meant male and female sex, like born with dick, born with vagina, but it didn't have any attributes attached to it. And women and men, or males and females or whatever, or just people would contribute to society in the exact same ways. But after the colonization of West Africa, it was like, you can't do this because you're a woman. Like, you can't contribute to society. You can't be in our political fields because you're a woman. And a lot of these things, like, that I'm going to... Exactly, yeah. A lot of these things that I'm going to read kind of just like, well, once colonization hit, everything kind of started being exactly the same. Coincidence? I think not. Yeah. Another scholar, Paula Gunn Allen, who's a Native American writer, was writing about, I don't remember what the piece was, or maybe she just wrote about this in various things, but she wrote about many Native American tribes being gynocratic, which means that they were ran by women, like the government was run by women. And she said that most people fit into gender roles not primarily based on biological sex, but on the basis of proclivity, inclination, and temperament. So if somebody was born a female in the Yuma tribe, if someone was born a female and they dreamed of weapons, they became a man for all practical purposes. They would just...
Definitely a Native American thing, absolutely.
Yeah, and then Native American people in general, a lot of cultures have, or many Indigenous American cultures have, two-spirited people, which means gender-variant people. So the Lakota tribe, for example, have, it was a hard word to pronounce, Winch-ti.
Hey,
I tried my very best. Thank you. Male-bodied people who adopt the clothing, work, and mannerisms considered female. And the Navajo had the Nadli people who were literally considered half man, half woman. And the shit just runs quite deep. This is all from a PBS map. I forgot what the map is called, but I'll put it in the episode notes. And it's just like little dots on Google Maps of different places that just have gender variant stuff that are different from Western gender roles. So if you get a chance to check that out, it's pretty cool. We got the Skirata. This is all so hard for me. I'm so ignorant about the world. We have the Skirata people who are in the Sakalavas tribe in Madagascar. Little boys who were thought to have feminine appearances were raised as women, and they were also believed to have supernatural protection. And I think that's another common thread, that people who like were what we consider gender variant and who we kind of shit on in this society were just like
sacred.
Exactly. Holy. That's the exact word for it, or spiritual leaders. We got the Kalabai, Kalalai, and Bisu people from the Bugi tribe in Indonesia. So the Bugi tribe believed in three sexes, male, female, and intersex, and believed in five genders. Man, woman, Kalabai, who is a biological male who assumes the female gender. Kalalai, biological female, who assumes masculine gender identity. And the Bisu, who encompass either all or none. And the Bisu people were priests. Like, across the, it's just like,
boy,
we love these niggas. We love them. And the white people came around and was like, oh, no, let's lynch people.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Oh, my God.
We have the Mamluk Sultante in Egypt, who were girls who exhibited masculine traits, who were then raised as boys and then afforded all the legal and societal benefits of men, which is kind of weird because, like, why were you guys only giving these specific benefits to men? But it's kind of gender variant, so we'll shout you out. Then we have the Guevedochi people in the Dominican Republic. So there's like this intersex trait that's been passed along various generations in the DR, like in this specific neighborhood or whatever in the DR. It was discovered by scientists in the 1970s. So people who are in this family or whatever will be born with undifferentiated genitalia, usually raised as women, and then at 12 they'll just grow balls for no goddamn reason. And then people are like, people in the region don't classify them as women anymore, but then they don't classify them as men, so they literally made up a gender called Guevedochi for these specific people, and they like attribute all these gender roles to them. And Guevedochi literally means balls at 12.
Oh my god.
What do we call these people? Oh, they balls
have,
at 12.
They have balls at 12, right? Yeah, balls at 12. Not 11, yeah, 12. All right, cool, got it.
Then we got the Guararmi people, who were a part of the Inca tribe in Peru. Guararmi is the god who the Inca tribe in Peru worshipped, and it's a third gendered god. But by the time that Spaniards came around and colonized Peru, they called these people who worshipped this god Sodomites.
Like, yay. Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yay.
Gotta play it up a little
Bible.
Bit.
Bible. And then we have the Mahu in Hawaii, who are people existing between the spectrum of femininity and masculinity, or encompassing both. They were educators and spiritual leaders, but then also by the time colonialism came around, they started to face discrimination for no goddamn reason. So, yeah, I mean, what do you think about just, like, gender roles across time and history and place and space?
It's just a societal thing. Mm-hmm. So I mean, some kind of gender variance exists in a lot of these societies. I mean, it's not like it's possible for the most part to live in a world where you just don't classify people. It's like somebody got to classify everybody, which is,
yeah, I think that's just like a human trait.
Yeah, yeah,
which might be our downfall.
That's language.
True.
You have language, and your language is used to put, you know, like meaning symbols to yeah. objects. Mm-hmm. So it's like, cool, you're a person, like, I have to label you because this is in my language. I have to be able to describe you.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't seem that foreign to me, but as I said, like, men and women, or women can't exist without men can't exist without women, and transgender can't exist without either. Mm-hmm. Gender variance can't exist without either. That's why it's variant.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's still, like, cool to, like, know that my rationale isn't completely abnormal.
Yeah.
Because I
yeah,
was saying that.
That's a validation.
It's, like, cool, cultural aspects. Like, it's important that if you're going to file, we're doing taxes, you're gonna make a claim that this is like something that isn't real or stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you read about all the cultures first,
yeah,
and then you decide whether or not it's really stupid, because there might be aspects that you might be like, nah, this is crazy. Like, 54 genders might seem like a lot for somebody.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, because to me it's like, damn, I didn't know it was that real. Like, fuck it, okay. But saying that transgender, like, you're just doing it just to be lit, it's like, why would you bring that upon yourself?
Yeah, because if you look at it how it's, maybe you could have staked that claim in other societies, but if you look at it in this society right now, like, there was a video of a transgender woman in Brazil, like, literally being dragged and beaten and killed on video.
Like, who wants to be gay?
Yeah.
So who wants to be... Being gay and trans,
yeah, exactly.
Double women. Being gay, transgender, and black.
Yeah.
Being gay, transgender, black, and a soldier. Like, there's so many things that go into this, and it's like, why would you actively choose to do this? Mm-hmm. Unless that's how you really felt. You didn't choose that.
Yeah.
That's something that you felt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't choose to be called a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody. that's something that somebody else felt. That's how you feel, because you look at me and that makes you comfortable.
Yeah.
It's like, and it makes you uncomfortable for me to go, who? What are you talking about? Me?
Yeah.
Woman?
Mm-hmm. Bitch, where?
Where? How? How, Sway? Am I crazy? How I'm crazy? It's, no, negative.
So let's switch gears, since we're talking about you. Your gender experience, like your discovery that you were agender, like, talk a little bit about that.
So it was after I came home from my deployment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was rough. Went through like a little alcoholic stage, and then I came to. But then I felt like something was just weird. When I came home is when a lot of transgender people were beginning to group,
mm-hmm.
and really, like, the conversation really began.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reading about it, and I'm like wondering, like, is this who I am?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can say that I've never had that vocabulary. So if you don't have the vocabulary to describe that, how you describe it, So I was actually seeking a behavioral health specialist, you know, with my drinking. Did I mention it to him? Like, you know, when we talk about me in the third person, you refer to me as she.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's always so weird to me because when you say that, I say who? Like,
yeah.
And he couldn't grasp the concept. He a psychologist,
mm-hmm.
couldn't grasp the concept of gender. That's how complicated it was.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if you can't grasp it, how the fuck am I supposed to grasp it? And at this time, I haven't been to college yet. Or mm-hmm. actually, I was just in my first year of college. Mm-hmm. I didn't even finish a whole year of college.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, what the fuck? I was dating a guy at the time, a masculine, very masculine man,
mm-hmm.
But very reasonable, very intelligent. So when I started talking to him about this, I'm like, I think that I'm transgender. Like, I think I'm androgynous or but I just didn't know. And I was really trying to understand. I didn't have any other friends who were like this.
Mm-hmm.
But he supported me. He's like, as long as you keep your vagina, I don't really care what happens. Like, if you get rid of your vagina, I'll still fuck with you. But I don't know if I could, you know, be in a serious relationship with you.
Okay.
Which is understandable mm-hmm. because he's not gay.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be with a... not a woman, but somebody with a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that
as well.
But he supported me and helped me through the process and asked me a lot of questions and did his own personal research and referred to me as his androgynous partner as opposed to his, like, girlfriend or African queen, which I always thought was creepy.
Was he calling you that?
No, he never called me as African queen.
Okay.
But people have.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very creepy. I'm like, that's rare. So many reasons.
So much wrong. Yeah, creepy. Yeah.
But he was very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I would never find that support with another man. Because, I mean, not only am I trans, but I'm queer. So mm-hmm. it's just a very hard concept for other people of other cultures to understand. He's just a very cultured person in general.
Yeah.
Very woke. But whatever.
I just want to know that you mean sexual queer.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to know that for...
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, for the squad. Because
there's, like, gender queer.
Yeah, yeah, and then sexually queer. Like, I'm pansexual. Like, I just don't... Like, I don't associate with the gender. I don't associate with the sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just fuck everybody.
Yes, that is the true spirit of the inner
Yes. Just fuck them all. Fuck them all. Fuck dudes who want to be dudes. Dudes who kind of really deep down inside want to be chicks and vice versa. I just
don't care.
Love all kinds of genitalia. So I went... You know, just went through my thing and tried, you know, experimented. Like, I started wearing 2 sports bras, trying to suppress my boobs. Like, they were huge and they weren't. So I just
mm-hmm.
found, like, maybe I could stop wearing bras. Stop wearing bras. And I found that that was more comfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear, like, boxes or anything like that. I mean, I pretty much wear regular drawers. I wear thongs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Life's so sexy. I paint in lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
I embrace my femininity. I've never denied that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm beautiful. You know me. I'm a fucking narcissist.
You're a bad person. Bad bitch. Bad nigga.
God. So cute. Even when I'm dressed masculine, a lot of times I still wear makeup.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you're wearing baggy clothes. Why do you have on makeup? It's like, why do the two... have to be separate?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I just express myself the way I want? Because it makes you uncomfortable, but it doesn't make me uncomfortable
to fuck what you think.
Yeah, basically. It's so such a stupid thing. It's been so far easy because, you know, I'm outwardly portrayed as, for the most part, a woman. People mm-hmm. see me as a size woman, but people who talk to me for longer than like 10 minutes kind of like feel that I'm like not
mm-hmm.
but they automatically attribute my gender to my sexuality, like, oh, she must be a lesbian,
she's masculine because she's
a lesbian
gay.
Gotcha. She fucks with women. It's mm-hmm. like, nope, got a boyfriend of
yeah.
nope, currently in a situationship with a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite the case.
Mm-hmm.
Because people can't separate that either, like,
yeah,
from sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been like the hard part of people just automatically seeing, like, I said something to one of my classmates. Granted, he was young. He's 18. But he's like, yo, don't say that. Like, you're a woman, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, says who?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you're a woman, right? I was like, why? Because I have a vagina? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, what about my vagina constitutes you seeing, like, you saying that I'm a woman?
Mm-hmm.
What if I say that I'm not a woman? Then what am I? And he's like, the fuck? Like,
mind blown.
Like, yo, it's like he was just so confused because it was such a foreign concept for
yeah.
him, and I really wanted him to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did, because he never referred to me as a woman again. And it wasn't like I was trying to be disrespectful. Just
open your mind a little bit.
A little bit of food for thought.
Mm-hmm. How was the sex, love, and dating life as an agender person?
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, I don't just be out there like, hey, you cute. What's up? By the way, I'm agender, gender nonconforming. Call me they, them. Like, you know, that's so off-putting. It'd be off-putting for anybody.
In a different world, it wouldn't, but I can see.
Yeah, I mean, here in America, in New York.
Yes.
Especially because I love me a black man.
Yeah.
Or
agender to a nigga, and they're just like, it just becomes like a weird debate.
Yes.
And you don't want
to. Because they talk to reply and not to listen.
Exactly.
And I mean, I'm not mad at them. It's not they did it to themselves. Hey, it's society. Mm-hmm. I can't be mad at you for the situation that we were all put in, because we were all put in that. We mm-hmm. all have to separate ourselves. If you haven't gotten to that point, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I still be fucking.
Yes.
I still date.
Mm-hmm.
And it's come up a couple of times, but it's just so hard to have to like constantly explain myself, because this is so foreign. I feel like some people don't take the time to really investigate because they're not interested. But I mean, if you're fucking with me, you're fucking with every part of me. So you're going to fuck with the part of me that was sexually assaulted. And you're going to fuck with the part of me that is gender nonconforming. You're going to fuck with the part of me that is a soldier. You're going to fuck with the part of me that is just a powerful black motherfucker who just fucks with all things black.
Yeah.
And the very intelligent part of me that also does a whole lot of research. I probably read more research paper than anybody mm-hmm. that I fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
So, besides like professors and other people who are bio majors.
Yeah.
So yes, I definitely get some wee wee. Very rarely get some vagina. It's very hard to bag women.
Why?
Because
women love you.
They do and they don't.
Okay.
Like,
I guess I'm just looking at it superficially. Like when we're at a party, it's like.
But it's the same thing with dudes. The women that you don't want you.
Oh.
Like the same thing with dudes. Like dudes that you don't want too.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm not necessarily attracted to the women that want me, but there's a certain confidence level that I need in my life with uh-huh. certain people. And the chicks that look at me at parties just look at me at parties. I'm like, I need you to come here.
Oh, I see. That's because they're socialized to not come to you, though.
But that's their problem. They're going to miss out on some
straight strong
three tongue ring ass action.
You do have three tongue rings.
What you think they for?
So we can close gender by talking about some of these 54 different genders.
Oh my God. Some, please, just some.
So I don't think there's actually, I don't know, these words, the numbers are kind of interesting because, like, so for example, in the past couple of years, Facebook added 71 different gender options. Tinder has 37. New York City, as the city, recognized 31 different gender identities, but some of them are just like, cisgender person, cisgender woman, cisgender man. So it's like, I feel like cisgender person is like,
what does that even mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a human.
Yeah, I don't know. So it just racks up. But here are some. So cisgender, if you haven't fucking been listening to this podcast for the past several episodes, is a person who has the gender identity commonly associated with their biological sex. So a cisgender woman was born a biological female, assigned woman at birth, and then was like, oh yeah, I am a woman. Same thing would go for a cisgender man. Transgender person, or transgender, is an umbrella term that includes all people who have genders not traditionally associated with your sex. So if you were born with a penis and identify as a woman, then you're transgender woman. Then we have trans masculine and trans feminine. Ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Okay, do you want to explain it?
No.
Okay. It does. I was up all night like,
what?
I was like, this is not, I shouldn't be learning about this at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, you definitely need like more time. Stuff,
exactly. But I'm a 2 o'clock in the morning person. So trans masculine is someone identified as female sex at birth who identifies as masculine but not wholly as a man. Which makes sense.
Yeah, that does make
like
sense.
Do you? Trans feminine, someone who is assigned male at birth who identifies as feminine but not wholly as a woman. Then we have new choice, which I think is how it's pronounced. You know? Okay. Because you fall under the New Choice umbrella.
Oh, so, I do. Yes. You learn something new.
Hey. New Choice is an umbrella term within the bigger umbrella of transgender or genderqueer, and it includes people who do not identify with the binary gender system, man, woman. So some New Choice people are agender, neither gender, or genderless. Then we can talk about agender, which is someone who does not identify as any sort of gender identity. This may also be used by someone who is intentionally has no recognizable gender presentation. And then other synonyms for that are genderless or gender neutral. So when we go into this whole big, like, oh, 71 genders, agender and genderless kind of means the same thing, but yeah. You could say, hey, I'm agender, and you could say, hey, I'm genderless.
Yeah.
And then we get 71
and I mean, genders. When I first learned about agender, I read genderless, but I'm like, that warrants way too many questions. Agender, I can say agender or no gender. But when you say genderless, it's like, well, how are you genderless? When you say engender, it almost gives you a gender of non-gender.
Uh-huh.
When you say genderless, it's like you completely negate gender.
The fact that gender even exists.
Yes. Yeah. But then it just
throws... That's nuances in a language, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then people are just like, please tell me more. And you're like, hey, I'm just here for a burger. Give me my burger.
Can you deliver my sandwich? The fuck? So we got gender queer people, sometimes who identify outside of or wish to challenge the two gender system, may identify as multiple genders, a combination of genders, or between genders. Got gender questioning people who are literally questioning their gender and identity at that moment. You have gender fluid people, someone whose gender identity and presentation are not confined to only one gender category. Gender fluid people may have dynamic or fluctuating understandings of their gender, moving between categories as feels right. So, for example, a gender fluid person might feel like they're a man one day and a woman on another day, or neither on a totally other day. Bigender people who identify as both man and woman. The bigender identity is a combination of two genders, but not necessarily a 50-50 combination. So you could be like 70%,
whoa,
you could be like 70% man, 30% woman.
This is powerful.
God. Yeah. I mean, thinking about this whole thing, like, I never want to be the type of person who, like, appropriates anything LGBT or whatever. But, like, I'm like, I fit with this? Because I don't feel completely like a feminine woman, nor have I ever had. I feel like sometimes I like put on a show because that's what's been expected of me, but honestly I have no idea what the fuck's going on, so that's my point.
Yeah, and reading all that, I feel like it's almost like a horoscope.
Yeah, exactly.
You could fall
anywhere like, oh, that is actually me. Then we got gender non-conforming people, someone who looks, behaves in ways that don't conform to or atypical of society's expectations of how a person of that gender should look or behave. Then we have demigender people, which is quite interesting to me. A gender identity that involves feeling partial but not in full connection to a particular gender identity. So, for example, a demigirl is a gender identity describing someone who is partially but not wholly identifying as a woman. Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot. You look like you're racking your brain.
This is, you know, because I'm still learning.
Yeah.
So just hearing all of this, it's like, am I identifying as the right thing?
But you identify as agender. What you want to identify as, because it's you.
But it's still like, well, it's just a lot. I mean, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
And then I really, honestly... Because then there's some things that I thought I knew, then it's like, oh, I thought that was the definition, but then it's like you say, and it's like, oh, it makes sense, like, gender non-conforming.
Mm-hmm.
I just rambled for a second, but because I was just that concerned. I thought gender non-conforming was more similar to agender.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just not conforming to a gender, but it's like, it's just a lot.
There is a lot. Yeah, and then also, like, because these things, like, this is social science, but, I mean, the whole gender biology distinction or biological sex distinction started in the 1950s, so we really don't have that much thought and time put into this stuff, and some people have terms that they identify as, and that term will mean something totally different
yeah.
to somebody else.
Yeah.
Because there's no, like, board of scientists this who are like, shit, this is what this is. This
isn't in a fucking textbook.
Exactly.
It is in zero textbooks.
It's a lot of Googling.
We just out here to be honest, just trying to exist in a society that labels everything. It's so important to find labels.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like there's so many, because it's such a complicated concept. So it's like, well, if I have to fit somewhere, I have to find the right place to fit. But at the end of the day, it's like, yo, we're all trans, bro.
Yeah. So it's very fluid.
Yes, it is fluid. At the very least. But it's just so, it's complicated.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like, imagine trying to explain that to a closed-minded person.
I'm a demigirl.
They're going to jump out the window.
Yeah.
Like, quite literally, like, open up your fucking window, jump out of it. Like, I can't with this. What the fuck?
No, deadass. Yeah.
I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's really, it's so much. I could never explain it to my parents. My parents would probably be like, what kind of nonsense are you saying?
Yeah. And that's kind of what I hate, because people do hear things like, oh, 54 genders, and they, because it sounds ridiculous, they'll laugh it off, but you're like laughing off people's actual identities.
Yeah.
So it is complex, but it's not nonsense, you know?
No.
That shit means stuff to people.
Yes.
So
I mean, it's definitely not a, as I said, it only exists because of how our society
makes exactly
it. If our society did not have such strict roles for men and women, we wouldn't have so many different ways to break out of that.
Exactly. So we're going to go into Fuck Me, the segment about your life, because I've rescinded my role from talking about my life.
Fuck me.
Yes.
Ah.
The fuck is going on in your life? Even though we just talked about your life for that long. We did. We'll talk more.
So, I'm in a thing with a guy.
Okay.
Don't really understand what's going on.
As things with guys end up being a lot of the time.
Yeah. Facts. But there's this girl.
Mm.
This, I think she's a girl. She appears to be a woman. Mm-hmm. Hasn't said anything differently. So this is me like assuming her gender, but she referred to herself with a feminine name.
Okay.
Didn't say another pronoun.
Okay.
Because when she asked me my name, I was like, I'm wrong. Flex my shoulders.
Upstanding individual.
She's in my African American literature class. I mean, I took it because it was a writing intensive class,
but still,
and I needed to graduate. I feel like equally as intelligent as me. She has a lot of very important things to say in class, and I sit right in front of her every time. I think I sat next to her one time.
Yeah.
But I was always attracted to her since the first time I saw her. Very creepy. And then yesterday, or 2 days ago, I went to the Veterans Lounge. And she was on the computer.
Oh, shit.
And there
more
was
uncommon
a,
than you think.
Boy! I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then there's a person who's a social work intern who's like a social master's. And she's like, oh, hey, Rob, did you meet such and such? And she looked up. And I'm like, hey. And she's like, aren't you? And I was like, African American literature, AFPRL. Yes, I am, actually. I sit right next to you, don't I? I was
way
so,
to contain yourself.
Boy, I wanted to die. I realized, like,
I also love you.
I want to marry you. What's your name again? Like, she's just, I don't know what ethnicity she is. My tongue ring's been killing me sometimes. She has a nose ring and a septum ring.
Hey.
And I'm like, oh, I have two nose rings and a septum ring. You don't want to be my baby mama? She's very, like, androgynous in appearance. Like, clearly, like, you know, she has, like, boobs and a vagina, but she's also very, like, masculine with a feminine voice, but just very dominant.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she'll slap a nigga.
That's hot.
Boy.
That's quite hot.
In love.
Yeah.
So I was talking to my homegirl, Randy, and she's like, all right, so you going to talk to her? I'm like, yeah. So I got my nails done. OD, like, so boom.
Here's the plan.
So I got my nails done this morning, and I put on my, you know, my whole fit with the pants and the bread fours, and then put my little
explain bread fours for people who are not Jordan heads.
Oh, bread fours.
I wouldn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
They're just black, red, well, mostly black, little bit of red, little bit of gray, little bit of white Jordans.
Thank you.
They make my feet look really small, which is more important for me.
Okay.
Not that I have big feet, but, like, extra small. It's like, I feel like a giraffe or, like, a horse walking on, like, little feet. Okay. Such a weird thing to say. But yeah, like, I really thought I was fresh, and I get to class, but I try to get to class early, but the nigga took someone doing my nails. I got to class like 15 minutes late. I was like,
damn.
I can't talk to her. So I just go to my seat. I looked at her, and then I said, hi. Like, I whispered,
this is so cute. This is so cute. Oh my God.
Could you imagine me doing that? Like, hi. And then I don't know if she replied or anything. I turned around so fast. And I sat
I feel like
down.
I'm in fourth grade again.
Oh my God. I feel like a little fucking. Yo. I felt so stupidly shy.
So
I'm
small.
Trying to not use words that like fucking degrade women.
Yeah. But
I feel like a pussy ass nigga.
Got
though.
You. A pab. A pab.
And then after class was done, like she was talking and we're like, literally like talking to each other, like while speaking to the professor, the professor asked a question, I'd answer, she'd answer, and she'd be like, yeah, you know, building off of her, and I'm like, yeah, you want to marry me,
let's build, let's actually build. Fucks with the vision fam, let's
Nova's fucking with this vision so hard. She's barking, boy. It's okay, child.
Is that my mama?
It's okay, child.
Is that my new mama?
And then at the end of the class, she was late too. I know that because we both had to sign the attendant. And then I signed the attendance and I handed it to her and she looked at me and she said, can I borrow your pen?
You can borrow my life.
I'm like, yeah. And she signed it. I'm trying so hard to read her fucking name. She told me her name and I didn't remember because I was so lost. But she wrote in perfect handwriting, but it was script.
Oh, damn.
And I'm blind and I just saw scribbles.
Zingadidi. That's her name. We don't know. I'm so sorry.
But I'm gonna see her again on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Rindy was like, you gotta talk to her. Like,
you gotta just be like, what's your name at least?
You know what? Fuck
introduce
the name,
yourself
I can find
as
her
well.
Name. I'm a creep. Oh. I can find her name. I'm gonna talk to her. I'll see if before I graduate I can find the effort to bag it up. And maybe you'll meet her. And then maybe we'll get married. And I'll tell my parents that I'm gay. And we'll have babies. We'll adopt. Or maybe I'll just get pregnant or something. Or I'm in love.
Yay!
Watch me hate her. I'm like,
that would suck. That would really suck.
Like,
I have like this vision of her in my head.
Beautiful. She's so beautiful. She wore fucking polo boots, like the waterproof shit.
Yeah.
With like brown, like tan and brown, and then like black and white plaid pants.
Oh shit!
Very outlandish.
Yeah.
And I was like, "You don't care, hallelujah!" Because I'm wearing burgundy pants and red and black sneakers. And wow! Like, I thought I was crazy.
The fits.
How petty!
Imagine if she's agender as well.
She might be.
They.
I didn't want to ask.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, who am I to ask that? Like, hey, what are your pronouns?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's
no, that's
wrong
actually
with that.
What you should ask.
Yes,
honestly.
You're right.
But it just feels mad awkward.
It's still gonna be awkward. It may not be awkward in certain communities, but yes, in the colored community, yes, it's very strange because if there's somebody who's not interested in our concept, it's like, what the fuck you mean with my pronouns?
What did that mean? Adjective? No.
But we in Hunter, I mean, she gotta have some kind of smarts because only 39% of applicants get accepted to Hunter.
Yes, smart ass niggas.
Yes, you gotta be smart because they denied my black ass the first time. They took me the second.
Fuck Hunter.
Shut up.
Thanks for accepting
me. All right, thanks for letting me graduate, is what she meant to say. But I think I might also ask that as well. Like, hey, do you like prefer any other pronouns? She's just like, what? I'm like, okay. What? Okay. Yeah, totally.
Nothing.
Tripping balls on this chick. I don't even know her fucking name, but I do know what she wears every day.
That's the beginning of like a great movie. I don't even know her name. You don't know my round and round and round it goes.
Will you ever
exactly know? Young Alicia Keys up in here. All right, let's go on to fuck you. This is a segment about you guys' lives. Trigger warning for mentions of rape. This is a story sent in by Thaddeus, and Thaddeus writes, Sam, I'm glad you're back. Lucas, I miss the cool shirts. Shanika, my heart longs for you. Anyway, the fact that he started with anyway. Fuck y'all niggas. I moved out to Cali back in September, and right out the gate, I fucked up. I went on this hiking thing with some of my classmates and started to get cool with this chick. We'll call her Debbie. So Debbie and I were talking during the hike, and right away, she was too friendly and easily giving out info I didn't ask for. She told me how her and another classmate used to date and how... date. and how he raped her and tried to kill her, how he had anger issues, and how she also aborted the baby he really wanted to keep. Right there, the red flag started going up, and my first thought was, okay, I understand plenty of rapes go unreported, especially if they happen in a relationship, but that and an attempted murder, and you wouldn't even have your classes changed. Bruh, it's the first week of school. It's the easiest time to do it. Anyway, I keep listening and getting to know her, and she said she didn't want a relationship because she wants to focus on school and blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Your fucking life. And I'm like, bet, because I don't fuck with relationships. No way. So by the end of the weekend, we're fucking. That's hilarious.
Damn, skipped it. All right.
So she had more ass than a donkey stable, so this goes on for a while, and we're both on... We both agree we're friends with benefits and can fuck with other people. She hits me up one day telling me her and this other girl, we'll call her Amanda, wants a threesome. So I'm like, yeah. But I have to bring a pizza, and I'm like, huh. What is this? About an hour later, Amanda texts me saying, bruh, she's lying about the threesome. Amanda sends me the screenshot of their convo, and the shit said, Thaddeus wants a threesome. I told him to bring pizza. Amanda's like, fuck no. Then Debbie tells Amanda, okay, forget the threesome. Just fuck him anyway, because he'll be mad. Why would he be mad?
What the fuck?
I read that shit like, bruh, she got me looking like an abusive sexual predator. So Amanda's mad because she's getting pimped out for pizza, invited me over one day, and she shows me all of the text messages between her and Debbie, so I did the same. We find out Debbie was texting us at the same time, switching up the story. Then Amanda proceeds to tell me all the shit Debbie's been telling everyone else about me. For 2 months, this chick was lying on my name, and any girl who I showed interest in, whether it be personal or academic, Debbie would sabotage the relationship. Also, she was telling people we had a low-key relationship and told people not to ask me about it because I would deny it and get mad at her. So for 2 months, I was out there looking like an asshole and didn't even know it. I'm still meeting new people, and they're like, you're nothing like Debbie described, and I'm constantly having to explain how she is a liar. She's not even white. That's the crazy part.
Oh, no.
Thaddeus.
Aww.
Thoughts?
Bruh. The crazy thing is that you said red flag.
Yeah.
But you
still like, went. Sometimes people just see red flags and they're like, red's a nice color, though. Red is an attractive color.
It's not like a lot of red flags. It's just, bruh, once you felt that, you gotta trust your instinct, man.
Exactly.
It's very easy to go, I know this feels really fucked up, but I might just be, no, you're not always exaggerating. You're human and you're clearly a smart motherfucker.
Yeah.
I hope that you take that home and go, maybe I won't fuck with people who tell me all their business on the first day of me meeting. That is not normal. Mm-hmm. I've only met a few people who will go, hey, by the way, my name is Charles and I was raped by my uncle when I was one.
Yeah, especially having, like, been a victim of abuse, that's not what you're going to lead. Like, that's, you're reliving traumatic shit in your life, and you don't offer that up to people, especially people who you don't feel safe with. So,
yeah, because I mean, it even took me, I've known the guy I'm in a situationship with since I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't tell him about any of this until like a month ago.
Yeah.
He's like, damn, my nigga, that's crazy. And I'm like, that's what I can tell you. But
quite a reaction.
Yeah, thanks, fam. But so I couldn't imagine just meeting somebody like, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's happened to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I met a guy who was just like, hey, yeah, you know, nah, you know, my uncle raped me, but I fucked that nigga up. But it's just like, I don't know you from your neighbor's left foot.
Yeah. That's also weird for someone to do that, because I understand the fact that he was a victim, but saying something like that to another person can be triggering to another person. Yeah. Like, you don't know what anybody else's experiences are.
And it's just weird in general. It's like, I get it. You want to share.
Conversation fodder.
Damn, my nigga. You don't want to wait for this? I don't even know if I like you yet.
What's the weather like is too boring. And how them Yankees are is too boring. Let's talk about this childhood sexual assault.
Very strange. But, you know, whatever. Okay, cool. Whatever. You want to talk about it. But just like, the threesome with the pizza. And
That was too much. I didn't even understand what her intention was. Was
she to get pizza?
Damn, son.
And to
you could get that Domino's $5.99.
But how's she trying to pimp out her friend? Like, yo, just fuck.
Yeah, which is abusive, in general.
I hope I don't know if he mentioned that, but I hope that she didn't fuck him.
It didn't seem like that's what happened. I don't think he went that day.
I think he, but she told him.
Yeah.
So A, clearly that chick is a sociopath.
That is the name for it.
Yeah, it's clearly she's a sociopath. Yeah. Clearly she does not care about anybody else. She wants everything to work in her favor, and clearly she convinced everybody to be against you. So A, shout out to you, Debbie, for being able to do that. Like, to convince a whole population.
The mastermind. Like, yes. This whole campus is out here.
You convinced a whole population to dislike a person.
Yeah.
You have fucking been an MVP since birth, but you're also likely going to be a serial
person.
Killer.
Yeah. In some sort of way. Yeah. Like, you might get someone killed. Or even if you don't directly fire the gun. Yeah.
You're going to make somebody think that somebody did something to you. And,
yeah.
I hope that whenever you do that, you go to jail.
Yeah.
But you're also an MVP. I don't know, like, some kind of Jeffrey Dahmer situation where he, like, loves his victims.
We give
victims.
You praise.
Just know that, my friend. Be careful. Yeah. Stay woke.
Yeah. In all aspects of life.
Yes. Niggas sleeping.
Don't ignore your red flags.
Nah.
Okay. Let us end the show. But if you guys want to send other wild stories like that, I guess you can to ishupodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, Thaddeus. Yes, this is the Inner Hoa Uprising. Do you want to shout out your social media?
So my Artstagram is Vanta, yes. V-A-N-T-A .black, B-L-A-Q. Mm-hmm. Come through, follow me. I probably won't follow you back.
That's how it be out here.
Unless you got art. I don't
really. Unless you're interesting.
Yes, because I don't go on it really unless I'm about to post art or I want to view art.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an artist, definitely follow me. Let's connect. Let's link. Build off of the vision. Supremize. my regular Instagram is El Nino Malo, ELNINO.MALO.
That's okay. It'll all be in the notes.
That though. Yeah. Cool. It's my gram where I'm going to post pictures of my face, my body, and my dog.
Yes. Cool.
No botness, but yeah.
Just Instagram?
Yeah, I don't have a website. People keep asking me, send me a website. I ain't shit. I have no website.
That's okay.
But I will be in a show next Wednesday, which is March something.
Let's figure it out.
And that will be in the notes too.
Yes, yeah.
But come through, you can meet me. And I'm a great person. I'm really cute. And I'm also very single.
Sweet.
And my dog's looking at my neck. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Flexible division. So my Instagram and Twitter is SlamRid, R-I-D-D. You can follow Inner Hoa Uprising on Twitter at Inner Hoa Uprising. Without the G, you can follow us on Instagram at Inner Hoa Uprising. You can go to innerhoauprising.com, buy some merchandise, pay a bitch, or just look at all the descriptions for everything. What the fuck else is there to do? I don't think there's anything else to do, honestly. This is the search for our new coho, season 2 of the Inner Hoa Uprising. So if you would like to be a coho, you can email me a request at ihupodcast@gmail.com. Please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. 5 stars only. oh, shit. There's a little something sexy. You got to say or do something sexy.
Yo, when I was deployed, me and my battle buddy used to make porn sounds.
Yes.
And then I got really, like, creepily good at it. Are you guys, like, I hope, like, you're really ready because it's very creepy. I got to put my dog.
I'm not going to look you in that. I'm
going to stare. Oh, shit. I just dropped her. Because it was real. All right.
I'm so scared. We ready.
Here. Fuck me in the ass. Fuck me in the ass. Yeah.
That is like those fucking, that's like those, you know, those videos that gag you?
Yeah.
Where you're just like, I want to hear regular stuff. And it's like, oh, yeah. Oh,
it'd like, be like no. A fucking goat sound, but it's like really, I'm really good at, I don't fake orgasms, but if I wanted to, I could have an orgasm, fake orgasm, like, yes,
That's it for the Inner Hoa Uprising.
Bye, Felicias.